This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Rekha Gupta will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The name was announced after Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Rekha Gupta met Delhi LG VK Saxena in Raj Nivas yesterday and stayed claim to forming the new government. She won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi Assembly polls. She began her political journey through ABVP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University in 1992. She became the president of the Delhi University Students' Union. Rekha Gupta has also served as a general secretary of BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. She will take oath as the chief minister today at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan. The oath of office and secrecy will be administered by the LG at around 12:35 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. Meanwhile, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that he has full faith in Rekha Gupta. He added that BJP's new chief minister in Delhi will work with dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. India and Argentina have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with Governor of Catamarca, Argentina Raul Alejandro Jalil in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the discussions focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and senior officials of the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials from both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. The 9th Asia Economic Dialogue is being organised from today in Pune, Maharashtra. The Asia Economic Dialogue is External Affairs Ministry's annual flagship track 1.5 dialogue on geoeconomics. The three-day dialogue is being co-hosted in collaboration with Pune International Centre. The theme of the dialogue is economic resilience and resurgence in an era of fragmentation. The dialogue will explore key contemporary topics in geoeconomics, including artificial intelligence and automation, economic imperatives of cybersecurity, and facets of blue economy in Indian Ocean region and beyond. It also aims to address the complexities of economic fragmentation and identify actionable pathways for resilience and resurgence. Asia Economic Dialogue 2025 will bring together political leaders and senior government officials, academicians, policymakers, and industry experts from India and abroad for deliberations. India's National Technical Textile Mission is set to revolutionize the textile industry with the production of advanced fabrics that are not only durable and fire-resistant, but also self-cleaning. Addressing the National Textile Conference organized at the Technological Institute of Textiles and Sciences in Bhiwani yesterday, Mission Director Ashok Malhotra said, these innovative materials will soon be manufactured on a large scale. Later talking to media, Mr. Ashok Malhotra said that a budget of about 1,500 crore rupees have been allocated for the production of technical textiles. The Punjab government has dismissed 52 police officials from service for their involvement in corrupt practices. Disclosing in a press conference at Chandigarh yesterday, Punjab Police Chief Gaurav Yadav said, the dismissed police officials include one inspector, five assistant sub-inspectors, four head constables and 42 constables across various districts. The exercise followed directions from the Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann during a meeting a few days back to check corruption and misuse of power in police department. In the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy, New Zealand defeated defending champions Pakistan by 60 runs in Karachi yesterday. Pakistan was chasing the target of 321 set by Kiwis in their opening ODI match of the trophy, could score only 260 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.